Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway put in a bid to buy a bankrupt power transmission company, Energy Future Holdings, for $9 billion in cash. The bid is the latest sign the billionaire investor's company is relying more on running businesses and relying less on picking stocks, and that's how we've come to know Warren Buffett. Joining us to talk about Berkshire Hathaway's shift toward running regulated businesses is Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, this shift toward running these businesses, this actually began a long time ago, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So even though Warren Buffett still is thought of today by many people as kind of this genius stock picker who buys shares in a company and holds that for decades and, you know, makes billions of dollars, and that's still a big part of the business. But increasingly over the decades, Berkshire Hathaway has become a conglomerate that owns a wide variety of businesses, everything from Dairy Queen and See's Candy to furniture stores and a railroad. But the shift in the kind of past two decades has really been toward running these regulated businesses, particularly utilities, which is kind of their fastest growing sub-business area. And this latest deal is for Oncor, which is a company in Texas that serves 10 million Texans. And so that would really expand the reach of their utilities and really shows how much for future income growth Berkshire's relying more on these kind of steady, regulated businesses that provide consistent income, as opposed to stock picking, which, even though it still does that, is not as reliant on that kind of volatile source of income for its future.
Nicole, this deal is actually being done by Berkshire Hathaway Energy, and that's a big subsidiary of Berkshire.
Yes, absolutely. So Berkshire Hathaway Energy owns all of their utility companies, which includes PacifiCorp, which is based in Oregon and serves customers kind of throughout the Northwest, and also Nevada Energy, based in Nevada, and includes utilities in Canada and the UK. So it's a pretty far-reaching subsidiary that kind of directly reaches a lot of customers. And it's run by Greg Abel, who is seen by many kind of close Berkshire watchers to be one of the leading candidates to succeed Warren Buffett. And people say with this deal, he's probably now the top candidate.
And this bid is being challenged, isn't it? There's a rival bid?
Yes. So Elliott Management Corp is a hedge fund that owns, it's one of the biggest creditors of Energy Future Holdings, which is this bankrupt company that Berkshire wants to buy. And so Elliott has said that Berkshire's bid is not high enough and doesn't provide the value that they're looking for, so they're challenging the bid. And this is probably going to take some time to be worked out in bankruptcy court, but typically Buffett's playbook is not to negotiate his transactions. He really names a price, and that's the price. And so there's some question of whether he would be willing to negotiate in this case or if he will just walk away.
I'm speaking with Nicole Friedman of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Nicole, talk about Greg Abel, who is the head of Berkshire Hathaway Energy.
Yeah, Greg Abel is one of Warren Buffett's top lieutenants. He runs all of his utility businesses, and those businesses have been leading some of Berkshire's biggest acquisitions. So Greg Abel is a big deal maker, which is what makes some people think he's the most likely successor, because as we said, since Berkshire's moving away from its stock picking roots and more toward managing companies, the really essential skills required of the next CEO will be deal making and closing big acquisitions.
If this deal goes through and Berkshire Hathaway Energy ends up buying Oncor or its parent, the deal will be worth about $9 billion. They'll still have a ton of cash on hand. They'll have like $50 billion.
Yeah, absolutely. So Berkshire is basically swimming in cash. They have more, they're bringing in more money than they are able to spend, which a lot of people would say is a good problem to have, but it really is a burden for Berkshire Hathaway. Their cash piles up so quickly and they're so large that it's hard to find companies big enough to move the needle. And Berkshire had about $96 billion in cash as of the end of March. And Buffett has always said he likes to keep a cushion of about $20 billion on hand in case of an unexpected loss. They have a lot of insurance businesses. So if there's a large natural disaster or something like that, they might need to spend a lot of money very quickly. But even with a $20 billion or more generous cushion, that still leaves them after about $9 billion in cash for Encore, with about $50 billion in cash left to spend.
Yeah.
And so the question for shareholders is immediately, what's the next deal? What's the next deal? When can he close something even bigger?
And that's what he stressed, I guess, at the last legendary shareholders meeting.
It's called Woodstock for Capitalists. It's held in Omaha every spring. And Buffett does a big Q&A with all of his shareholders and anyone else that wants to come. And there were a lot of questions about kind of capital allocation and how he's going to spend Berkshire's money. And he really was pretty frank about he realizes that the cash is piling up quickly and that it's his duty as CEO to spend that money. And if Berkshire is not able to find places to spend its money, for example, there was an attempt to do a Unilever deal with Kraft Heinz a couple of months ago, and that was rebuffed. And so if they continue to not be able to find places to put the money, then there will be more pressure on Berkshire to pay a dividend or to buy back more shares.
Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
The future is closer than you think. Find out how close. Subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.